Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace I know. I set out to get you with a fine tooth. I was soft inside. There was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain.
You may be thinking to yourself, now wait a minute, Kenny Rogers just died a couple of weeks ago. We can't be doing Kenny again. We're not.
I'd be so fine with that.
We're doing
love is why.
It does require a dedication.
It does.
Duh. We are doing the greatest duets ever recorded in the history of music today.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I know you're late. I know you're weary.
No one's in between.
Your plans don't include me.
How can we be wrong?
I was not consulted on this list, and I will fight you if some of my favorites are not on the list. I'm going to tell you right now.
It was Kelly's idea over the weekend, by the way.
I love it.
She came up with it.
Anyway, I mean, if I don't hear Eddie Rabbit, just you and I quit.
Well, hang on now, partner. Eddie Rabbit and Crystal Gayle will be making an appearance at some point during the show. Okay?
Don't you deny me some Crystal Gayle, because
oh, no.
She can't be Artist of the Week.
And I believe Easy Lover may be on the list. There may be a hit from Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney coming your way this afternoon.
I don't know
if we're going to have time. I don't know. So, good afternoon, everybody. It is good to be with you on this Monday afternoon. Dana, I know we broke our rules and we spoke a little bit yesterday, but I will repeat what I said to you yesterday. Happy Mother's Day. I hope it was wonderful.
Oh, thank you. And to all the moms listening, happy Mother's Day. I had a wonderful day, very low key, got some flowers, got outside, nice. Hung out with nice. The kids all day. It was Chris grilled steaks. It was fantastic.
Mm.
And how is your mother?
She's doing well.
Good.
We did, I felt guilty about this, but I was going to, like, order out, like, a brunch or something for her.
Yeah.
But I thought, no, you know, we've got her completely locked down because she's, A, 75 years old, B, has had cancer twice, heart issues in the past, and so she is locked down. And I was just worried about, like, ordering food, you know, God knows who's touched it and how many people have touched it. And then I got to touch it. And then she's got to touch it. And so she ended up cooking her own Mother's Day lunch.
Oh.
And we went over there and we had lunch in her garage again, which we've done several times. And it was delicious. It was fantastic. And my mom and I, you know, love each other, obviously. But we've never been, like, super touchy-touchy, you know? Our family never was growing up. We weren't a touchy-touchy kind of family. I'd pay thousands of dollars to give my mom a hug right now. I have not given my mom a hug since early March. And I just want to go over there and go, I love you, Mom, and give her a big old hug, but I can't do it. So we stayed safely apart from one another. Everybody got their meals at different times at a table that was off to the corner, and We just sat in the garage and chatted. It was cool.
Okay. Meanwhile, in my world, my Starbucks opened back up, and you would have thought I had hit the Powerball this morning when I drove by. I about wrecked my car just trying to get over there.
What happened?
And Martin City Coffee is still my favorite coffee. I will still drive to Martin City, but every once in a while, I don't have time to go to Martin City, and I like just to fly through the Starbucks, and it's been closed forever. And then today, I see the line.
Wait a minute.
Is it open? Is the Starbucks
there,
open?
Wait. The one over there at 133rd and State Line?
Oh, yeah. That's my Starbucks, and I know, it is open for business.
But they have a drive-thru. Was that not open over the last 2 months?
The drive-thru was not open. No,
are you
it was
kidding
not.
Me?
Nope.
The one here on Johnson Drive.
Shut down.
The one here on Johnson Drive was open, but you could only use the drive-thru. I mean, the line would sometimes go out onto Johnson Drive.
Yeah.
Huh.
Here's what I will tell everyone, at least for my coffee shop experience. So at Martin City, you can tell them to add a tip to the credit card transaction. Mm-hmm. For some reason here, you cannot. They cannot accept credit card tip. So I went to the grocery store yesterday to get tip money for other things. And I had cash.
So you put like your coronavirus all over the cash?
So, yeah. But what they do is they hand you the swipey and you put your card in.
Right.
Okay. And then if you want a tip, they reach out the tip jar and you drop your money in there so no one's shaking hands.
Oh, because the tip jar takes the coronavirus off of the
Correct.
Money when they pull the money out at the end of the day.
Hey, I'm not a cash kind of gal, but I took ones out just so I had money to tip. And so if you're a tipper, and I hope that you are during this time more than you normally would be.
I agree with you on that.
Grab
but
ones. Got,
but you now have coronavirus.
Well, but not all of these restaurants are able to tip on the card for whatever reason.
Hmm. Okay. When do hair salons open? Are they open today now?
I believe so.
This is like opening day, right? I mean, a sort of, in air quotes, a sort of return back to normal.
I think so.
I'm telling you, we're going to see a huge spike. I guarantee it.
Oh, let's just wait and see, please.
I'm just telling you.
Let's just wait and see.
And I said this last week. I totally understand that we need to get back to work because people are hurting and people are struggling. I think we're doing this too soon. And there was a new survey out today that 68% of Americans agree with me. That we're going back to normal too soon. But I understand everybody's losing their mind and everybody wants to get back to work. And a lot of people need to get back to work.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
You've been working. What are you talking about?
Well, but I would
I'm
like
talking about
to
the people
go
who aren't
back.
Working at all.
Okay, but I would like to go back to work. And have you seen some of the major companies that came out the last week and said, you know what, this social distancing working from home is doing just fine. We're going to stay the course.
Oh, there's a story.
There's a ton of companies.
There's a story in here. Let me see if I can find it again real fast.
One of them's
Nationwide
is on your side. They're
right
not
here.
By your side. Ain't nobody by their side because they ain't letting people back in the building.
Nope. Nationwide said it plans to permanently transition to a hybrid operating model that compromises primarily working from office in four main corporate campuses and working from home in most other locations. Listen to this. Mm. The company said it will exit most buildings outside of four main campuses by November 1st, 2020, this year, and move associates in these locations to permanent remote working status. Read that, working from home.
Yeah.
Quoting here from the CEO of Nationwide, Not By Your Side, Kurt Walker, we've been investing in our technological capabilities for years, and those investments really paid off when we needed to transition quickly to a 98% work-from-home model. Our associates and our technology team have proven to us that we can still serve our members and partners with extraordinary care with a large portion of our team working from home. Let me do this. We'll get to the divorce story later because I read that story too, Dana, and I like it. I don't like divorce, but you know what I'm saying.
I want to know what this means for commercial real estate. And I know there are people listening who are in commercial real estate. If you drive by some of these little strip malls now, Scott, It's vacant, available, vacant, available. Like Domino's Pizza is still open, but everything else is available. Mm-hmm. And then Nationwide comes out and says, we don't need these enormous skyscrapers. Mm-hmm. They'll still have some building, and I assume they have to have some people working.
They said they were going to keep four campuses open, but they said when coronavirus struck, they moved 98% of their workforce to homes. And that's how they're going to stay. Now, here's the thought I have, Dana. And I know I can see you on a Zoom right now, but human beings need personal interaction. They need to be around each other. You know what I mean? And I don't want to work from home. I've had it. I want to go to the office. However, I also don't want to contract coronavirus either. And so I'm hesitant to go to the office now because, as I said a minute ago, I think we're opening up a little too early. But I'm curious to hear from people who think, you know, hey, I've been working from home, and I don't think my office is going to let me back. I think they realize, hey, Dana can work from home. Scott can work from home. We don't need to be buying this big building at Shawnee Mission Parkway in Metcalf.
I want to know two things. What does this mean for commercial real estate? I've been asking that since the second this pandemic hit. How many companies are going to say, we do not need that bajillion-dollar skyscraper in New York? Mm. That's question number one. Okay. And question number two, have you been told you either can or cannot go back? Because Scott and I are still home, and
we've been told we cannot go back.
I don't foresee it changing anytime in the very near future.
Not for several weeks,
Right. Yeah, I wanted to come back today, and I'm in my kitchen with my peeing dog. So,
is he wearing a diaper?
Yes, he is. As a matter of fact,
your dog is wearing a diaper.
Mm-hmm.
Sure as hell, he's wearing a diaper.
That's what a dog wearing a diaper looks like.
Doggy depends.
Yep. Now your day is complete.
That is the dumbest dog I have ever seen in my life.
I know.
He may be sweet. I don't know if he's sweet or not. I've only met
so
Odie
sweet.
Once.
He's so
but
sweet.
The fact that you have to put a diaper on your dumb dog.
Yep. That's the world I'm living in, Scott. Trapped in my kitchen with a diaper.
Dog wearing a diaper. Telephone number here is 576-7798. Has coronavirus, do you think, changed the way that you're going to be able to work for the rest of your life, that your company is like, well, we don't need this brick and mortar. Why are we paying all this money for this when Karen's working from home and doing the same thing she was doing before? 576, and those of you in commercial real estate, are you concerned? 576-7798. 576-7798.
Just you and I. Sharing our love together, and I know in time we'll build the dreams we treasure. We'll be all right.
Listen, guys. Listen, Dan. I hope you're happy. This one's for you.
Just you and I.
This song is so good.
Eddie Rabbit, Crystal Gayle, 1980, I believe was the year.
Just you and I.
Okay, Crystal. Let me just touch on this right out of the gate. And I know that everybody's frustrated. And everybody wants to get back to what used to be, which probably is not going to happen for a while. But you don't have to be a jerk. From 3935, have you even bothered to acknowledge the death of a man whose work you exploit on a weekly basis? To which I wrote back, somebody's grouchy today. We will. It's hard to do a four-hour show in just 10 minutes. But if you want me to acknowledge that Jerry Stiller died, who is part of the intro for Festivus Friday every Friday at 5, I will be happy to do that. And we will also acknowledge the other famous people who died over the weekend. But simmer down,
It was not a good weekend. I mean, there were a lot of deaths, a lot of notable deaths over the weekend. The problem with the text line, Scott, is that you read it.
The problem with the problem
it's
with
really
it is,
the only problem.
Okay. Anyway, somebody else writes in on the text line. This is interesting. Where did it go? The company that I've worked for the last 5 years has struggled having enough office space, parking space. I'm hoping they realize now that not everybody needs to be in the office. Somebody else says, listen to this one, Dana. I'm not going to say what kind of company. I work for a company with a name on a big building on Grand Boulevard. They have told us we may never go back. And if we do, it will always be optional.
Yeah, but, and I like that. You got to make it optional for those who are maybe high risk or live with someone who's high risk. But think about the managers who are out there listening right now. It's one thing to say, we're all going to virtual, we're going to Zoom, we're going to do all this via Zoom. It changes the way managers manage when mm-hmm. you take away the face-to-face. So I had a conversation with our boss today. For no other reason, Scott, then I miss him. I haven't seen him. I haven't talked to him. I'm like, are you happy? Are we doing okay? Are we in trouble? I haven't heard from him in a while. And the reason is because everything is fine, of course. But I just called him to talk to him and say, hey, if you are a manager and you are now going to be managing employees that you never, ever see at all, how do you discipline someone via Zoom? Karen, we need to talk about your recent behavior. Well, what behavior? You haven't seen me in 6 months. How? I'm being serious, Scott. How do you virtually discipline someone? If there's a problem with the TPS report, does it not change the way people manage?
Maybe. Yeah, probably. I mean, I have not been critiqued by my boss in over 2 months, if that's what you're asking.
Well,
you're right. That is because we're awesome.
Long overdue.
Telephone number is 576-7798. How is this going to change the way that you work? The way that you, because now everybody's slowly, we're slowly going back to work starting today. And whether you think it's too early or too late, you know, that's notwithstanding. How is this going to change the way you work? I mean, companies are not dumb. And their number one objective, well, number two objective is to save money. And if they realize, well, we don't really need these people in this building, they're working from home. But I go back to my argument from the last segment. I think employees need, human beings need human contact. And I don't mean in a dirty way. They need human contact. They need to see each other face to face, to be in somebody else's presence.
Do you know what else this changes, Scott?
What's that, Dana?
Walking out and slamming the door.
Mm-hmm.
You can't walk out and slam the door at work anymore when you're ticked off.
Yep.
How do you Zoom slam a door? I'm shutting my laptop aggressively. But not that aggressively, because it's expensive.
Telephone number 576-7798. 576-7798. You're listening to Dana and Parks here on KMBZ.
You have no
are so many that you are forgetting, Scott, and I know that you're forgetting.
Dana, the day is young.
I live in this wheelhouse. I'll tell you the one you're going to forget that we cannot leave on the cutting room floor.
Go ahead and tell me.
It is Barry Gibb and Barbara Streisand.
Oh, God.
Guilty. Yes, you are.
I am guilty of forgetting that one for a good reason. That song sucks.
Well, I won't be playing that one.
Well, I mean, I don't know how you do a duet show without including Barry Gibb. I just don't.
Fine.
Man, he was one sexy SOB back in the 70s. Let me tell you what.
He was a good-looking cat. Did you? And we'll get to the calls here in a minute. 576-7798. We lost a lot of celebrities over the weekend.
I know. Jerry Stiller made me so sad.
Jerry Stiller died. And
I did not realize he was 91.
We'll play some clips from him. He's featured every week on Festivus Friday with Festivus. Roy from Siegfried and Roy died over the weekend from COVID, by the way.
And yes, he was the one that was mauled by the tiger. Mm-hmm. If you didn't Google it, I'll just tell you he was the one.
He was mauled, not eaten, like Carol Baskin's first husband.
Right.
Allegedly. And Little Richard died over the weekend.
Pardon me. Jerry Stiller was 92. And I will tell you, most of us learned about Jerry Stiller through either Seinfeld or King of Queens. He was also on King of Queens. Mm-hmm. But he was one of the original greats from way back, I think, in the 1950s.
He had a, what were those shows called? Like Sonny and Cher.
Like a variety show.
Variety
yeah.
show, thank you. Variety
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I was getting ready to jump in the shower this morning. I'm walking by the TV with Good Morning America on, and I hear Robin Roberts say, Betty White died over the weekend.
Oh, I'm stop
like,
it.
I go, Betty White? Damn, they're dropping like flies. It was a soul gospel singer named Betty Wright.
Oh, yeah, you got to be careful dropping that news on people. Yeah, and Betty, God love Betty Wright.
Yeah, I'm not taking anything away from her death. I mean, but I thought she said Betty White. I was like, damn.
Jerry Stiller, Scott, did the Ed Sullivan Show 36 times.
Mm-hmm. He was funny.
And recalled that he was out of work and not the first choice to play the father to Jason Alexander's neurotic George Costanza and had a smaller role. When he was finally chosen for the role, it was supposed to be very meek.
Also turned down the role originally.
Yes, he said, I want to do it differently. Can I do it my way? Saying his first over-the-top scene had the cameraman cracking up. And I'm telling you, his on-camera wife in Seinfeld, you forget how funny Estelle Harris was with him. Because they screamed at each other. If you remember, almost every scene, they were screaming at each other. That was the Glamour magazine issue.
I got a lot of problems with you people, and now you're going to hear about it. So good. So good.
Oh, so good.
Sam, let us go to the phones if some folks are there.
Chris in Knoxville.
Chris, hello. Good afternoon.
Hey, guys. Hi. Listen, I've dealt with remote work. I'm a truck driver. I go over a year between seeing my boss, my fleet manager, and now she's working from home, so I may never see her again. But our terminals, our offices, and our main terminals, the only people there are the ones who actually have hands-on jobs like mechanics and, you know, things like that. But the office staff, most of them are working from home right now.
Are you cool with that, or do you need that human contact?
Dude, I am perfectly okay with that. If my fleet manager needs to yell at me, she'll send me an email or a text, and then I'll say, I'm sorry, I'll never do it again.
Okay, I'm not a...
It works.
Hang on, Parker. I'm not a over-the-road trucker, which I think you are. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
What is a sleep manager for an over-the-road trucker?
In our company, they're the ones who manage the drivers, give them loads, give them the backroom support, you know, with the stuff that, you know, we can't handle on our own, like paperwork, things like that, the backroom stuff, so we can focus on the driving. They just give us the backroom support. And that could be pretty much done anywhere. But, you know, my fleet manager, she's got a fleet of like 100 drivers.
You're burying the lead here, friend. Why are they called sleep managers?
Fleet. Because we have a fleet of drivers.
Oh, right? Fleet.
Fleet.
Fleet manager.
F-L-E-E-T.
Enunciate.
You were saying sleep. I heard it the second time, but not the first time. Fleet.
Okay. Sorry fleet about that. Manager. It might be my microphone. No, she has a a group of about 100 drivers that she manages. And, you know, she gives us our loads. If we have questions or any problems that crop up between point A and point B,
I get it now. But all I had in my mind was her calling you and going, I know you're still awake. And
is this my sleep manager again? I'm up.
Well, here's the thing. I have a CPAP machine that sends that information into the office every day.
Yeah, I've heard that.
You're lying.
Yes, if you're on a CPAP, they have that data.
Like, they monitor when you're sleeping and how long you sleep?
Yeah.
If you have apnea, Scott, and you don't treat it and you're not getting good night's sleep, you could fall asleep in the middle of the day.
And that's bad when you have 22 tons of beer in the trailer like I do right now.
Yeah, you don't want to spill that. I mean, I'm not worried about your life. I'm worried about you spilling all that beer.
Well, so am I.
I'm worried about your life, but also the beer.
All right, brother. You be safe. Drive safely and be well, okay?
At the Kansas City, actually, coincidentally.
Well, don't fall asleep, okay?
I won't. Don't worry. It will get there safely.
Don't you spill that beer.
I won't. See you guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Everybody's screaming at me on the text line, Fleet. Okay, I thought he kept saying sleep.
I was really confused on why you were asking about that. I was like, what do you mean sleep manager? But I get your confusion.
It's because the hair has grown so thick in his ears and we can't go to salons.
Sam, you saw me today. Tell her how Richard Marks the back of my hair looks right now.
Oh, he's got some waves. You could surf those waves.
Got a little party in the back going on, do you?
Well, yeah, I do, actually. Thank you for asking. And, I mean, I am almost Richard Marks circa 1987 Don't Know Nothing. I'm not going to lie. It's looking good. And I think I'm going to keep growing it because Sam and I have
You should. Why wouldn't you?
I'm going to keep growing it. Because I will not lose this bet. I am the most competitive person Sam's never met.
You will lose.
You will not win. Anyway. How much longer, Dana, can you hold out doing this remotely? Be honest.
I've decided I'm leaving Saturday. FYI.
Mm-hmm. You want to tell everybody about that?
What?
So I will hold out for another 4.5 days, and then I'm leaving.
Where are you going?
Not my kitchen. I need a change of scenery.
You want to talk about it?
My son just walked up behind me and shook his head no. I dropped that bomb on Mother's Day. I'm like, I love you so much. I'm leaving. I just think, you know, we don't necessarily have to remain locked in our homes to do the show. I mean, I could do the show from anywhere. Now I sound like Ali Sheedy on Breakfast Club. I could go to Paris. I could go to Africa. I mean, I could go anywhere.
Do you want to be more specific or do you want to be vague?
Well, I'm going to Arizona.
Okay.
I'm going to sit by a pool and I'm going to do the show by a pool, by myself.
Okay. All right. Why Arizona?
You wouldn't even know. Had I not told you, you wouldn't even know. What I would have said was, this is a Zoom background. See that palm tree? Zoom background. They are so realistic.
They're not realistic because nothing moves. I mean, there's like no wind down there.
You're like, is that palm tree swaying? No, it's a new feature.
What are you going to do with the kids?
They're going to be their dads.
Oh, they're going to Joe's?
Mm-hmm.
And is he aware of this?
Yep.
How does he feel about that?
I think he thought it was a good idea for me to get out of the kitchen.
Is this for mental health purposes?
I think it's just good for us to get a change of, and by us, I mean me solo, to get a change of atmosphere. I said to our boss, can I come back to work? And he said, no. And I said, okay, then I'm leaving.
Well, I'm going to continue to anchor this broadcast from the Roland Park Bureau of Dana and Parks, right next to my television outside of my laundry room.
Well, I will think about you every single day.
No, you won't.
You're right, I won't.
I will still be in studio.
Damn right you will. You're an essential employee. Telephone number here is 576-7798, 576-7798. 7798. A lot of us are working from home. Is that the new normal? Have you heard anything from your work about maybe this is where your office is going to be for a long time?
And here's one, Scott. If you have had to discipline an employee or you have been disciplined virtually, how did that go down?
576-7798, 576-7798. You're listening to Dana and Parks on KMBZ.
Do I ever cross your mind? Darling, do you ever see?
Oh, here's a good one.
Some situation, somewhere, somehow triggers your memory.
Oh, Scott.
137. Huh? Listen to this, Dana. I am working remotely, and my job already wants me back in the office, but I don't feel comfortable as they are not practicing social distancing in the office. Do you have the right to say, you know what, I'm doing fine from home. I ain't coming back.
Okay, so that's the other, and you just trample on my favorite song, so I hate you. That is the other arm of this conversation. The businesses that are saying come back, and you are not comfortable coming back. Mm. And do they have the right to say, look, we're moving on without you because of that, or...
Yes.
I think most companies are making accommodations and should make accommodations. But I think they probably have the right to say to you, if you don't want to go back, mm-hmm. We're moving on without you.
And I'm not making fun of the texter at all, because I think that texter feels the way a lot of people feel. But fear is not a protected class. And if your work is ordering you back, you have to go back or they'll find somebody else.
Well, you saw the governor of Missouri 2 weeks ago said, if your boss says you got to go back to work, you got to go back to work. And at the time, I vehemently disagreed with that.
Jesus.
Vehemently disagreed with that.
Hey, shut up.
But I think at some point, they probably have the right to tell you, you got to go back.
Mm-hmm. I believe the Sherry's Berries just arrived.
Okay, that's fine. Why don't we finish listening to my favorite song? You can go pick up your berries.
Phrasing.
Dang it, you beat me to it, Parks.
What makes you think I haven't already picked up my berries?
I don't know.
Sam, to the phones, please.
Go get that dog.
What do you want me to do, beat her?
No, I want you to put her in another room, because she will bark until that person goes away. It could be 20 minutes.
I am tethered to a headphone set. I cannot do that. Sam?
Timmy in Independence.
Hello, Timmy.
Hi, Timmy.
Hi, honey. Hey, I've been out of work for 3 months, and I work at a health club. We were the first ones to get locked down. They say we get to open up on the 26th, but who knows? The thing is, when do garage sales get to open up? When do we get the signs to say, let's open up and have a garage sale, put our stuff out the sale, make some money? We have so many things to sell. We're not working. Let's make a few bucks like we used to do. When does that start again?
But you would want people sifting
and
through
even
your stuff.
Sales to come into our home and buy things.
Right. But you would want people coming over sifting through your stuff?
Well, no, I'm just saying outdoor. Well, they go into Walmart. They go inside of Walmart. So I'm talking outdoors to put up a table that like these. We're talking about a garage sale. To sit outside, put stuff out on the table, maybe letting a few in.
What kind of
the table?
Yeah, what kind of wares would you be selling? Just give me an idea.
Well, I'm not just talking about me, but have you ever been to a garage sale?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. If everybody's been to a garage sale.
Well, there you go. I don't need to answer that question. There's people are saying and right now, there's so many nice things that would be out there with people not working, trying to make money, trying to get their money back because they're not working. When does all that get to start? Or would you put a sign up without a police coming by and following the sign and saying, I'm going to fine you because this isn't legal yet? I haven't heard it mentioned yet.
It is a good question. My guess is the garage sale and estate sale where people are trampling through your house will be a much later date. That's my guess.
Timmy, are you not concerned about contracting coronavirus?
I think you know, we lost him.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
You know, in a garage sale where the people come through your yard and you need to set up a table, you try
I understand how a garage sale works. I'm very familiar with the garage sale. I asked, are you not concerned about contracting coronavirus?
Oh, I'm very concerned. I'm basically everywhere I go.
But you're willing to go to the mat for the garage sale. You're passionate about the garage sale.
I am.
All right.
I am.
Okay. Kiddo, we're going to bring that back as soon as we can, okay?
I can't believe anyone would want to have people... They call it a rummage sale in parts of the country, and that is because people would be rummaging
through your stuff.
And then so whatever you don't sell, which is always about 60% of it, you then have to go through the rummaged stuff and either take it back in the house. This is why I don't do garage sales anymore.
And I don't want to
at the end of the day, it's cheaper just to donate.
And I don't know if you have coronavirus, so I don't want to rummage through your stuff, period.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever seen at a garage sale, Scott? Don't lie.
Underpants.
I was going to say the same thing.
I don't want your underpants. I'll buy my own. Oh, wait, I don't wear any. Never mind.
I've only worn them twice.
Oh, yeah.
Washed them once.
I mean, the underwear at the garage sale. That someone should write a book about that.
Those are nice boxer shorts you got there. I don't need them.
They're designer.
Mm-hmm. Now, I sold Scott a cabinet in our garage that we no longer used or needed, but there was no physically seeing anyone. I mean, I hauled it out. They Venmoed me $20, and they came and got it. That you can still do.
You're listening to Dana and Parks. When we get back, do you have the right to trash your ex online? Say negative things about him or her? True or not? Get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.